dissertation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Harriet Levin, L-E-V-I-N, first name Harriet. This is a trimal stress echocardiogram file, Strecko space Levin space H. Trimal stress echocardiogram, date of examination 7/19/22, referring physician Harvey Gross, MD, performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 73-year-old female with history of AWMI, status post-PCI of LAD, with dyspnea on exertion, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, first degree, correction, normal sinus rhythm with APCs, comma, first degree AV block, comma, left anterior fascicular block, comma, status post-ASWMI of indeterminate age, comma, consider lateral involvement, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 120 over 70, parentheses, topo XL, 12.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period, baseline heart rate, 77 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent tremolo exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 8 minutes, semicolon 1 minute, into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 154, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 140 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21560, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on her medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response, had an increased heart rate response to exercise despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 100 over 70 and a heart rate of 81 at the end of the recovery period. During the second stage of stress, the patient had intermittent acceleration of heart rate on the treadmill with heart rates ranging between 117 to 144 beats per minute with periods of acceleration that appear to be due to PAT. Stress was not terminated in stage 2 as the patient was not fatigued and it did not appear that the patient had necessarily reached greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate with any certainty because of intermittent ectopic tachycardia. The patient then underwent 1 minute into the next stage of stress with stress terminated due to fatigue. There were episodes of wanky Bach versus blocked APCs. There were short episodes of wanky Bach. There was persistent first degree AV block into recovery with episodes of what appeared to be wanky Bach versus blocked APCs. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph, impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. The patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echogenicity was noted in the mid anterior septum bordering on the anterior wall with normal wall thickening. There was normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. Post-peak stress echocardiogram, there was severe hypokinesis of the mid to distal anterior septum and distal inferior septum with mild hypokinesis of the with mild hypokinesis. Correction, there was severe hypokinesis of the mid to distal anterior septum and distal inferior septum with mild hypokinesis of the basal to mid inferior septum. There was otherwise normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression. Abnormal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate with significant regional wall motion abnormalities in the territory of the septum. Particularly the territory of the LAD. New paragraph. Conclusions. One, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress the recovery period and experienced dyspnea only at peak stress. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with blunting on her medication. The patient had an increased heart rate response to exercise despite her low-dose beta blocker. Five, intermittent episodes of paroxysmal atrial tachycardia at a rate of around 150 were noted in the second stage of stress and baseline AP, there was baseline first-degree AV block and left anterior fascicular block, which continued throughout the test. Episodes of paroxysmal atrial tachycardia at a heart rate of 144, at a heart rate of around 150 were noted in the second stage of stress with short episodes of Wenke Bock versus blocked APCs noted in recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during, make that starting in the second stage of stress. And then there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, abnormal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 88% maximum predicted heart rate with baseline echogenicity in the mid anterior septum bordering on the anterior wall noted, possibly due to prior injury, but with normal thickening. and post-peak stress, severe hypokinesis in this region extending to the distal anterior septum and the distal inferior septum, as well as mild hypokinesis in the rest of the inferior wall, findings suggestive of, in the absence of ECG changes of ischemia, findings suggest the potential for stunned myocardium in an area vulnerable from prior injury, suggest clinical correlation and additional testing to rule out underlying CAD, particularly in the territory of the LAD. Thank you for the current referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD. Please make a note at the bottom so that I can add it where it belongs, that where it says that the patient went on to stage three of stress because she had not attained 85% maximum predicted heart rate with any certainty due to ectopic atrial activity. Please add, and stress was also continued into stage three as the patient had a functional capacity of 8.5 mets on her prior stress test. Thank you to the transcriptionist and dictation.